Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And last but not least, here we are in hour number 3 of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always.
Yeah, just we were having a conversation off air here about the ContraFlow. Is that going to be implemented in the Central Florida area for the storm? Haven't heard anything yet, but as soon as I do, and that'll make a difference if you're thinking about traversing the 10 freeway to the 75 heading south into Tampa Bay or down to the turnpike for like Miami destinations or so. So if ContraFlow is in place, it will make a difference. We're going to try to find that. I was perusing FHP and I haven't seen anything on that as of yet. But if that's decided, you're going to know about it first on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Also here nationally, Donald Trump wants the U.S. to make clear to Iran that it will, quote, blow your country to smithereens, unquote, if it threatens to harm top-ranking U.S. officials. Speaking on the campaign trail in Mint Hill, North Carolina today, Trump confirmed that he was briefed by intelligence officials about ongoing Iranian threats to assassinate him. Trump said the sitting president needs to be firm with Iran or any other country that makes those kinds of threats. And he added, if he were president again, the world would fear the United States.
Okay, I got a text about the UWF information. We tried to get this in a few minutes ago.
That is true, yeah.
Ran into a hard break.
We got a lot to get through, man.
Silly me. Okay, UWF goes to Grand Valley State in Michigan Saturday. It's a non-conference game, kickoff 2 p.m. You can check that game out live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM or 1330 AM.
Right? Yes.
Will Kennedy has the call on that.
Yeah, and man, I mean, that's going to be a tough game. As we've been talking about with Grand Valley State this week, they are unbeaten.
They good?
Yes, they're great. Okay. They're unbeaten this year.
Great.
They've had 10 or more wins each of the last three seasons. They are just a powerhouse up there, and coming off a heartbreaking loss, road opener for the Argos, that's going to be a tough scene.
No, you just couldn't be nice and say they're lousy. No, it shouldn't be a problem. Now you had to get technical on.
Oh, I didn't say the Argos were going to lose. I just said that it's going to be a well-fought win. I'll say that much.
Wow. You wordsmither here.
I was about to say, is that not optimistic enough for
pretty
you?
It's pretty good. Don't forget, Bayou Tahar gets busy 17 days counting. Northeast Sotoma doing the, of course, 10th annual Dragon Boat Festival. Eric Hansen, in our friend of the station, in with us many times discussing, as he says, and I love to kind of frame it around this, the oars hit the water. Saturday, October 12th on the Bayou Tahar in East Hill. Free event for you folks wanting to watch it. Features teams, 40 teams, 20 rowers. And if you want to actually get in on the action, get yourself a team together, you can do so. You're absolutely can. There's still plenty of time to register. Sign up, Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival's website, and they will take care of you.
All righty. Exactly 6:15 on the dot. We're getting good at that. Just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. All righty, looking at the roads, I-10 has been miserable if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Still got some heavy congestion there, pushing you back a little ways past North Davis Highway, but the congestion as a whole, though it does get more minor, it does still reach back to 9th Avenue. However, as I said, the worst spots are going to be between Palafox Street and North Davis. Still very heavy congestion there. The upside is, though, outside of that spot, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up, at least not for very long. Maybe some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that is to be expected. As for the weather tonight, it is 79 degrees, few clouds in the sky. It was a bit more overcast earlier. It's kind of cleared just ever so slightly. Tonight's low is going to be 72. As we get into tomorrow, of course, we got a coastal flood advisory, a wind advisory, and a high surf warning, so be on the lookout for all that. High of 80, low of 68 with some very heavy chances of storms.
And Escambia County Public Schools closed tomorrow.
Yes,
just
that too.
Pass it on. Santa Rosa is canceling their after school activities. They haven't closed as of yet, have they?
I believe that they have.
Santa Rosa.
Yes.
Okay, so we did know Scambia. I knew that one, but I wasn't quite sure about whether SRC had made that move or not.
And for what it's worth, Okaloosa County, I believe, has closed as well.
Okay. Justice Department has indicted the man charged with trying to kill former President Trump at his golf course in Florida. We're learning more about his foiled plan. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol is actually in Miami this afternoon. She was first up the state today in Orlando. She, I guess, relocated down to Miami to get away from the weather because Miami's not going to be getting too much of the effects of Helene. But Dana Marie has more for us from Miami.
The DOJ is holding Ryan Ruth accountable, calling that assassination attempt an attack to our democracy. This week, we learned new details through a DOJ filing, which revealed a letter they say Ruth left in a box at his friend's house months ago. The letter was addressed to the world and seems to apologize for a failed assassination attempt. The documents say law enforcement agents found 6 cell phones in Ruth's getaway car. It's clear now that Ruth was monitoring the former president's movements. One phone had a Google search of how to travel from South Florida to Mexico. Agents also found a handwritten list of past and future Trump appearances.
Yeah. You know, they talked about that The gunman who actually nicked Trump's ear, they talked about him and said, you know, okay, well, it looks like it may have just been a crime of opportunity, depending on the next prominent politician to come through. This seems far more personal.
Oh, this was premeditated. He totally thought this thing out.
Oh, for sure.
He did a lot of due diligence and trying to get former President Trump. Science Saturdays are on track for the new school year. The 90-minute free educational sessions are part of the community outreach program offered by the good folks over at the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, IHMC. They've been running this program for about 17 years, collaborating with the government, industry, academia, to conduct groundbreaking science and development through technologies. I had a chance for years to go and be a part of IHMC when I was at UCUA.
Right.
Those are brilliant people down there.
Yeah,
they do some behind-the-scenes work you would not believe. They got robots walking around the hallways over there.
Also, just want to remind you that the Waterfront Rescue Mission launched the Hope for Her program on September 3rd and quickly discovered that there is an immediate need for the program's services. On opening night, 14 women arrived in need of a place to stay. That number is now growing with 28 beds for overnight guests and 14 beds for women involved in their programs. The mission is giving women a safe place to lay their heads at night and access to the services they need. And if you want to help, Waterfront Rescue Mission looking for clothing donations and women who may be interested in volunteering at the shelter.
You know, that is such a needed facility. And good for them. I'm sure. I'm trying to get the lady on that is the director of that program for Waterfront Mission. And I'm going to get her on, and we're going to talk about that on air. You'll see exactly how good a program that is. Fox's Hillary Barsky has tips this afternoon for saving you money on your birthday.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Who doesn't like freebies? And your birthday can be a great time to score free treats from restaurants and retailers, according to NerdWallet. In order to score promotions, you'll need to provide your email address and information by signing up for rewards programs ahead of this special occasion. Birthday freebies span many categories, but the most popular is food. Like at Chili's, you can grab a free dessert on your birthday when you sign up for My Chili's Rewards. At Baskin & Robbins, if you create a Baskin & Robbins account and opt in to the birthday club, you'll get a free scoop. While at IHOP, you can get free birthday pancakes by signing up for IHOP's rewards program. And as far as retailers, members of Sephora's Beauty Insider program get a free product set during their birthday month, while at rival Ulta Beauty, members of its rewards program get a free birthday gift and earn double points on all purchases during their birthday month. And at Kohl's, rewards members get a special birthday gift. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I remember in the early days, there used to be a place down right. Well, it's right. It was right across the street from the Pensacola Bay Center.
Right.
It's no longer there, of course. It was called the Pensacola Dairy, and I used to love having my birthdays there because you could take your parents to kind of fast for when your birthday, if it was real or not, because what they would give you on your birthday, this humongous banana split.
Right.
It was killer. You don't ever get those things anymore.
No,
not the size it used to be. I'm talking about an old-timey banana split.
They don't make them like
three
they used to.
Three big chunks of ice cream and everything.
All righty. 621
good
here.
Good stuff.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Pittsburgh today, giving some details on her economic plan. Obviously, a lot of people interested for the deets on that. Got that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Faith Chapel Funeral Home and Crematory is humbled and excited to have the opportunity to thank you for once again voting us Best of the Bay 2024. This would not be possible without your support and our wonderful caring staff. They look forward to serving you and our community.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Really, right now, it's just I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, you're going to be pushed back well past North Davis Highway. Outside of that, there's just some minor congestion here and there in the usual spots where you would expect it. As for the weather, 79 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight and tomorrow. High of 80 with a low of 68. And, of course, very rainy. Please be careful for coastal flooding and high surf.
Okay, they're updating Helene in terms of the storm surge numbers, and they're very alarming. They were earlier today predicting a storm surge of 10 to 15 feet. Now they're saying 20 feet, and that is growing as Helene continues to strengthen. Helene, by the way, right now 85 miles per hour. It's about 460 miles southwest of Tampa. 505 miles southwest of Apalachicola. I'm getting what you got here. anyway, so danger storm, and we want to kind of tap into our friends down in Tampa. It's WFTS, ABC TV affiliate down there. Shay Ryan is on the air this afternoon, kind of getting folks ready for that storm coming up tomorrow.
All right, as we're looking at the tropics, you can see this is looking a lot more like a tropical system now. As we're looking at Helene, you can see that counterclockwise circulation. We don't have a clearly defined center or eye at this point in time. However, it will continue to organize as it moves north into the Gulf throughout the rest of the day. So again, it is expected once it gets out over open water and away from the Yucatan Peninsula to increase in intensity as it continues moving north, likely to become a Cat 3 storm by tomorrow during the day. And once it is offshore and level with Tampa, this is when we are, or really as it's approaching, when we're at the highest risk for storm surge flooding. And we're talking 4 to 10 feet above average tide levels. And because of the duration of time it will take to move north in the Gulf of Mexico, it is going to go through two tide cycles during that movement. So we will have a prolonged period of time where we've got that risk for storm surge flooding. So along the coast, you definitely want to use extreme caution and try to prepare your property. Now, again, we're looking at the least extreme amounts of storm surge flooding farther to the south. And then as it gets farther to the north, we'll have higher levels of storm surge expected. So again, we're looking at about 4 feet as you get into Sarasota, Manatee County, and then on up to possibly as much as 6 to 10 feet above tide levels as you get into Citrus County. Now, as far as the progress of the storm, you can see that as we get into tomorrow afternoon, that's where the storm really gets a bit closer to us. And we may see some of those outer bands of heavy rain as well as the strongest gusty winds around the center of the storm moving onshore. So we could see some tropical storm force winds in our coastal counties right along the coast and maybe a mile or so inland. That could be in that 50 to 60 mile per hour range. It is expected to make landfall somewhere around 10 o'clock to midnight on Thursday night. And then after that, it will be weakening. We'll still have some of those southern bands moving through on Friday and possibly even on Saturday that are still associated with the remnants of the system. But again, our biggest concern with this storm is going to be storm surge flooding. And that is all throughout the day on Thursday and into Thursday night. We will get pockets of heavy rain, though, throughout the day today, some gusty winds as well. And then tomorrow, the strongest winds in the afternoon to evening. By Friday, we're back to improving conditions, but still have some gusty winds and some periods of heavy rain.
Okay, Shay Ryan down at the Tampa Weather Desk at WFTS Television. Thank them. Audio courtesy from WFTS Television today. So Shay, kind of laying out the lay of the land, what's going on at this point in the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area. It's preparation, and you know, it's not so much they're pushing the wind angle, it's that storm surge, and that's going to be the danger things, especially around the Big Bend area. I see where Cedar Key in that area, right, upping it to 20 feet of possible and potential storm surge happening during Helene.
All righty, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Updates on Kamala Harris's plan coming up next, right after the Fox News break, because we didn't get to that with some time constraints here, but that's no problem. We'll be back shortly.
Pensacola is a Category 1 hurricane. State Emergency Management Director Chris Stallings.
Southwest and South Central Georgia are under hurricane warnings and should expect hurricane conditions beginning tomorrow evening, lasting through Friday.
Forecasters predict Helene could make landfall as a Cat 4 hurricane Thursday evening. The House and Senate have approved a temporary spending measure to keep the government funded when the new fiscal year begins next week, avoiding a shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson notes this extension expires in December, but he will not support passing a massive spending package.
We are not going to return to the Christmas omnibus spending tradition, and that's a commitment I've made to everyone.
The bill also includes more money for the Secret Service after the assassination attempts on Donald Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Boeing backing down from a Friday night deadline for striking workers to approve their latest contract offer after union leaders refused to schedule a vote. The plane maker infuriated labor officials by taking its proposal to hike wages by 30% directly to workers on Monday. Bank of America previously estimating the work stoppage is costing Boeing $50 million a day. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow fell 293, the S&P 500 retreating by 10, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq gaining 7. Southwest Airlines is planning to reduce service to and from Atlanta next year. The move will trim more than 300 pilot and flight attendant positions, according to CNBC. The changes come one day before Southwest's Investor Day. U.S. crude oil futures for November were falling today under $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sportsman, and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said there's no need to name Justin Fields as starting quarterback. Whatever game Tomlin is playing, though, he'd be crazy to not start Fields for the rest of the season. With that being said, Russell Wilson should try to force a trade by the deadline and go to a team like the Raiders for the rest of the year so he could actually play. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select NAPA locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let NAPA help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Does this tune ring a bell to you at all, Chris?
Not at all. It's hard to think about it.
It's the theme song to Beavis and Butthead. Now, the reason why I chose it is because it's
cool.
Not only very blues, rocky, and catchy, but it kind of reminded me of Bang a Gong, which is our bumper music from last time.
Mark Bolan, T-Rex, 1972.
Yes. All righty, let's see. Just past 6:35 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Let's get things started with a traffic and weather update, as we always do. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, really the only spot giving you backups at this time. And the weather at 79 tonight with a low of 72. And tomorrow it's going to be a high of 80 and a low of 68 with obviously pretty rainy conditions. Wanted to touch on this earlier, but we just didn't get to it quite on time. Vice President Kamala Harris says her economic plan will build the middle class if she becomes president. Speaking about the plan for the economy at a campaign event in Pittsburgh today, she contrasted her plan to former President Trump's, saying for him, the economy works best if it works for those who own the big skyscrapers, not for the people who build them. This marks the vice president's eighth visit to the battleground state since she launched her campaign in July. Harris is set to visit Arizona, another key swing state, on Friday. Meanwhile, Trump has identified increased oil drilling and tariffs on autos made outside the U.S. as cornerstones to his economic plan.
The 75 freeway, the 95 freeway, the Sunshine Toll Road from Orlando down to Miami is a roadblock. It's like stopped. Traffic is totally backlogged around there. I'm looking at my FHP page that just pulled this up here.
Right.
And you want to talk messes about traffic?
Sure.
Let's talk about probably about a 10-hour backload trying to get up the 95 freeway, or shooting the 75 from Tampa where it mixes up there near Ocala. That's where it really starts to backlog on that section. But I've been in that traffic many times. Don't want to do it anymore, and I feel for those people stuck in traffic tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds
and we still don't know
miserable.
That contraflow. We're still wondering about the contraflow. That will solve this issue right here.
Right.
So we have not heard anything from FDOT as of yet, whether they're going to be launching Contraflow in South Florida. Central, I'm making sure we kind of, it'll probably be Tallahassee, the 10 freeway, 75 south. Anything south of that, probably Contraflow.
Right. Also wanted to touch on this real quick. Of course, we've been talking about all parts of Florida as far as how they're reacting to Hurricane Helene. South Florida, of course, bracing for the impacts of it. The National Weather Service says a tropical storm warning in effect with potential wind gusts expected to reach as much as 60 miles per hour as soon as this evening. And it sounds like those conditions could be increased. But this is southern Florida. You know, we got to consider that. Conditions expected to last until at least tomorrow afternoon. And a storm surge warning is in effect for Collier and Monroe counties.
Yeah, it's a mess down there. Listen to this, and maybe if you ever put yourself in this position here, there is a lady telling us how she learned an Airbnb rental that she owns was being used by human smugglers and were then busted by Homeland Security, and she's not the only one. Is something out of a movie script? No, this is really happening. Fox's Brooke Taylor has this unbelievable story from El Paso.
This owner was shocked to find out that she rented her house to smugglers. She had absolutely no idea until one of her neighbors called her up on the phone and said that law enforcement were swarming her house. Jessalyn Navarez learned from authorities that smugglers used a U-Haul to bring 15 migrants through her garage and into her home. She says this is her livelihood and faces thousands of dollars now in damages.
The damage that was found in the home was a lot of burn stains. There was drug use. Utensils were burned, counters were burned, sink vanities were burned.
So far in this fiscal year in the El Paso sector, they've busted 265 stash houses and made more than 2,500 apprehensions.
Yeah, not something I want to have to deal with, that's for sure.
I believe you, yeah.
Can you imagine that? That is absolutely crazy. 641 News Radio 92.3. Do hope you're having a good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Thinking about maybe buying or selling a home. Want to get this in here real quick for you, Austin. Home buyers and sellers, watching those mortgage numbers today, Mortgage Daily News reporting 30-year fixed rate a little lower than 6.18%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage a little lower at 5.54%.
All righty. Thank you very much for the update. Also, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, is calling for New York City's mayor to step down. In a post on X, she noted the numerous investigations surrounding city officials and said she does not see how Mayor Eric Adams can continue to govern. AOC added, quote, "The flood of resignations and vacancies are threatening government function," unquote. She ended her post by saying, "For the good of the city, he should resign."
Okay. Has she looked in the mirror recently? I'm just wondering about that.
Well, yeah, she's pretty polarizing.
Okay, let me talk about some SEC games here real quick coming up this weekend.
All right.
We've been kind of sparse on these sports topics today. Been a busy day, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Okay, SEC action, and I want to get your qualified professional prognostication on this, if you don't mind. Kentucky at Ole Miss.
Give me Ole Miss, yep. Easy. Oh.
That's a pretty safe
I was about to say, it took a moment to set in. That's a big mismatch.
Arkansas, Texas A&M.
I think Arkansas, personally.
Oklahoma, Auburn. That's going to be an interesting game.
I'll take Oklahoma.
Auburn got burned last week, didn't they?
Auburn can't get out of their own way when, you know, they give their opponents the ball five times a game.
That'll do it every time. This is a funny one. Texas, Mississippi State.
Yeah, Texas.
You think?
just by a hair, right?
Okay, here's the game of the weekend. I'm sure the numbers will be through the roof on this Georgia-Alabama game.
Give me Georgia close, but yes, that's game of the year right there. Next to maybe when Bama goes to Tennessee and when Georgia goes to Texas.
If Alabama wins that game, will they consider being a real contender for to be the final teams for the playoffs?
Absolutely. They're fourth already. If they beat number two, who entered the season number one,
right.
If they beat them, for sure, Alabama will, I mean, gosh, that would make them probably the most proven team just as far as quality of opponent beaten. And I don't know if the AP would do this, but they'd have an argument for being number one in the country.
Death Valley's going to rock Saturday night in Baton Rouge, LSU, South Alabama.
Yeah, LSU, big.
You know what? You know what? I got to tell you something. I really respect that pause because I, too, have to pause at games like that because those are the games
South Alabama's
that can get
offense
you.
You is really good.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. You don't know. If LSU doesn't show up and South Alabama does, Jags win that game.
Right. No, the Jags are not an offense, especially, to be slept on, but LSU better have that. I'll tell you that much right now.
Well, we'll see Saturday night. Like I told you before, I was going to go to that game if they were playing it over in Mobile for that game. But since they're in Baton Rouge, I can't make that trip over. But it's going to be a night, man. They're going to rock Death Valley. It's loud.
Yeah, no, Death Valley.
On Saturday nights, it's loud.
I believe you. It's considered one of the toughest places to play. But you know what? You didn't mention one of the biggest games. It's not SEC, but it is Louisiana-related. The Louisiana Raging Cajuns travel to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, take on Wake Forest.
Those people have crazy fans.
Yeah, hopefully.
There's a hotel there's their home hotel when they're playing in New Orleans.
Right.
It's called the Queen and Crescent. It's right around from the World War II Museum over there on Camp Street. But that's their home when they're in town. That's where all the fans go.
Right.
Let me tell you something. They have to call out NOPD half the time to clear it out.
Wake's defense can't stop a breeze on the passing game, so we'll see how my Deeks hold up in this weekend.
Those raging cages, something else. Yeah, you're right.
6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. As far as the roads, once again, it's just I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up for too long. As for the weather, 79 degrees in Pensacola, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a very rainy Thursday. Of course, we got schools out. We got coastal flood advisories, high surf warnings, even a wind advisory throughout Thursday. The high is going to be 80 with a low of 68.
All right. FSU's defense has improved, but it will be a tough test against the team that scored 66 points last week. FSU, SMU, who's going to do it?
SMU. And I assume they win by double digits. I know really? You had a projection the other day.
30-20.
I've got it being more like
SMU 30-20.
Yes, and I've got it being more like 31-17. So similar ballpark, but I've got SMU breaking 30 for sure with that offense, and Florida State gets visibly outplayed and outscored.
And then UWF goes up to Michigan for a game Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Grand Valley State.
And they're good, you tell me.
Oh, yes, they are great. They're phenomenal. So, I don't know. Maybe they just play nobodies. I'm not sure. But West Florida is obviously one of the most proven teams of these past few years. And if they can go in there and get a win, that would be a huge bounce back from last week.
Okay, kickoff 2 o'clock live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.15 FM, 1330 AM. Catch Argos football all season.
Absolutely. All righty, let's see here. Wanted to touch on this real quick. We have the Oakland A's. They just recently began their final series at the Oakland Coliseum, and they've got a couple of games against the Rangers, and it's going to be all she wrote in that Coliseum. And their fan base was also contending with a letter from team owner John Fisher addressing and apologizing for his team's departure from Oakland, saying, I wish I could speak to each one of you individually, and I can tell you this from the heart, we tried.
There's nothing left in terms of professional sports in Oakland.
And they're losing both to Vegas. That's kind of a bummer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do. But it's terrible for that Oakland community to lose these teams. But there has to be an immediate reason why this is happening.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. If Oakland ever gets a team that's like their personality, Oakland something, anything, that plays Vegas, that's going to become a huge rivalry, because Oakland residents have to find it pretty difficult not to take things personally against Vegas for now scalping them of two teams.
Yeah, right. Oh well, it's
bummer.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm something I don't have to deal with, but gosh, I just feel. Listen, I was in New Orleans when the Jazz picked up in the middle of the night and went to Utah.
Yeah, the name still doesn't make sense anymore.
Devastating. Just, Larry Miller, he passed a few years ago, but he was the principal owner of Utah. I had a chance to work with him when I was with the Sports Network and out of Denver, where we covered Utah up there right. as well. So I used to go to the Salt Palace is where we used to play the games. But Larry Miller was the guy instrumental in pulling that team up in the middle of the night. I know what it feels like.
Yeah,
I'm an NBA fan, first of all. Right. And I know what it feels like to lose your connection with your team. It's a hollow feel. I do have respect for the Oakland fans. I know what they're going through. It's terrible, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's a business.
Let me ask you a question. There was a crazy guy on radio. His name was Alex Jones. Do you remember this guy?
Yeah, he was a loon.
He had a show called InfoWars.
Yes.
They're going to be auctioning off every single piece of property Alex had. That auction set to begin in November. Fox's CJ Papa has more on this trending story.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's InfoWars media platform and its assets will be sold off piece by piece to help pay the more than $1 billion he owes relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The liquidation order expected to be approved by a federal judge. But Jones is promising to keep his talk shows running through other means, possibly including a new website and his personal social media accounts. Jones lost a defamation suit after labeling the 2012 massacre as a hoax staged by crisis actors to get more gun control legislation passed. Jones is appealing the civil jury verdicts, but he has since acknowledged that the shooting did happen. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty. Did
you ever listen to that show?
God, no.
I did. I never. So that's why I'm kind of pleading a little ignorant to you today.
Right.
I really never heard the show.
Well, that's the thing. He was just an extreme conspiracy theorist, and it came back to bite him. 6:50. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got this final stretch for you, as we always do, to send you off into your Wednesday evening right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida State. How you do it is equally as important.
The Florida State Seminoles travel to Texas this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup with the SMU Mustangs.
FSU battles SMU Saturday at 5 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Fuck up, Florida State!
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 6:53 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. We'll start with this because, you know, we always try to get into some more frivolous topics here. The Wild Robot projected to get off to a good start at the box office. The animated film is expected to make around $20 million in its first weekend in theaters. Meanwhile, Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis is projected to make between $5 and $7 million in its debut. Man, $10 word there.
Yeah, well, you're talking about filmmakers and things like this. Two projects from filmmaker Martin Scorsese has been postponed. Fox's Michelle Polino has the latest.
Martin Scorsese's two big projects. He was working on the biblical epic The Life of Jesus and a Frank Sinatra biopic have been put on hold for this year, according to Variety. Scorsese's The Life of Jesus was expected to be the first of the two projects to go into production. Variety reporting that the film is still in development. The Life of Jesus promises to explore Christ's complex human and divine aspects, much like Scorsese's earlier work in The Last Temptation of Christ. This project is different from Scorsese's Fox Nation 8-part docudrama. Martin Scorsese presents The Saints that will begin streaming Sunday, November 16th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, this is some breaking news just coming in today. The House and Senate approved a stopgap measure to keep the government funded for 3 months. This happened this afternoon, sending the legislation to President Biden to stop that potential shutdown. The legislation keeps the government funded through December 20th and also includes around $230 million in additional funding for the Secret Service following the second assassination attempt on former President Trump. So that just happening today.
Also, looking at I-10 here as we get this last quick check of your traffic and weather together. Looking very minor if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. The congestion is still there, but it has greatly decreased, and thank goodness for that. Outside of that, there's not too much around here holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight and tomorrow. A very rainy day with a coastal flood advisory, a wind advisory, and a high surf warning. Thursday's high is going to be 80 with a low of 68.
You know, it's going to be pretty interesting around here how they're going to kind of maneuver this legal ruling. Mayor Reeves is now saying the city of Pensacola could potentially enforce new ordinances that crack down on camping on public and private property. This move is ahead of a new state law. It's House Bill 1365 that goes into effect in about 6 days, October 1st. The new law prohibits local governments from allowing people to regularly sleep or camp on public property. Now, the Pensacola City Council is going to vote tomorrow, Thursday, on whether to adopt a new ordinance banning camping on private property and on amending an existing ordinance that bans camping on public property. It's getting a little confusing there, so they're going to kind of work it out tomorrow. Once it's done, you're going to hear about it on News Radio 92.3.
And, of course, want to give another warning that the National Weather Service issued a coastal flood warning for Baldwin County, Santa Rosa County, Escambia County, and Okaloosa County. Begun at around 4 p.m. this afternoon, and it's ending at 11:25 p.m.
Did you know, and I wasn't really aware, I know we're coming up on hunting season here, usually around the Thanksgiving time, but in 59 days, Florida's duck hunting season officially launches November 23rd and continues through December 1st. They break it down for a couple of days, take a brief break, then resumes from December 7th through January 26th. And yes, FWC confirming hunters need a license. And don't forget, you'll also need a management area permit if you want to partake.
Also, an Israeli military official says forces are preparing for a potential ground incursion into Lebanon. The Israeli military said in a statement that the general told troops airstrikes on Lebanon are to both prepare the ground for your possible entry and to continue degrading Hezbollah. Israel and the Lebanese militant group have traded fire this week in an escalation of tensions, with Lebanese officials saying that more than 560 people, including dozens of children, have been killed by Israel just since Monday.
Changes could be coming to Navarre. Straw poll voting continues on the issue of incorporation. Preserve Navarre, this is a group gauging the effort to create a new town. The results, you got to remember, this is an important line right here. The results are not binding. It's just simply used to help determine if the proposal goes before the state legislature. Voters can request a mail-in ballot for vote in person 17 days, October 12th.
Also, just want to let everyone know this. We've been talking about the MLB postseason coming up and Braves and Mets in a pivotal series here. Braves trying to make the wild card. That game for today has been postponed because of inclement weather, so the makeup will be on September 30th.
Okay, talking about inclement weather, and you loaded up the kiddies. You got them all ready to go in the car. They're all excited. They're going to go see Mickey or Buzz Lightyear or whatever.
Right.
And then here comes a storm. So let me just kind of set it up for you. As Helene makes landfall tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the evening, tomorrow night, what's the operational status on those theme parks
right. Located
down in Orlando, in Central Florida? Well, as of today, Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland, and Busch Gardens all open to the public. All the parks are closely monitoring the path of the storm. So that is the latest coming out of Orlando and Hurricane Helene.
And also, Meta reportedly signing deals with Hollywood actors to voice its AI chatbot, including names like Dame Judi Dench, Kristen Bell, John Cena, Awkwafina, and Keegan-Michael Key. CEO Mark Zuckerberg expected to make an official announcement. And I got to tell you, I was thinking, wow, this is kind of a clash, because you've got AI voice actors saying AI is taking our jobs, yada, yada, yada. But now you've got these actors doing it. The thing is, these aren't typical voice actors. These are Hollywood actors, so it's not as big of a threat to them. You ever consider that?
Yeah, the only people that really get concerned about this is somebody's CPA or banker or investor or, somebody in that arena or so. But you're absolutely right. Absolutely. Hey, have a great evening, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Go ahead and smile about that. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.